Everybody, welcome to the Fringe Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Toast.
And welcome to the show. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing outstanding.
We actually have our first full-fledged Fringe Podcast. And I'm rather excited.
And I didn't have to hide. I didn't have to avoid Twitter. I didn't have to avoid the internet. Well, you have to avoid Twitter because, you know, if you're not... Because I didn't watch it right away.
Uh-huh.
So I had to watch it a little later.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm one of those people that stays off Twitter until I've watched it. Or I just avoid it completely.
I gotcha.
But it was nice for a change because we've been trying to catch up, and people have been sending emails, and you know, and their excitement to say what's going on. But it was nice for a change, just to watch it like an hour after it's already been on, and to see it and to watch it kind of live, I guess.
Yeah, that I think we watched it shortly after on DVR, but it was fun. I actually got to watch it twice, so
I've only had a chance to watch it once.
But for those that are listening to this on the Lost podcast feed, don't be alarmed. I was going to show the first four episodes. This is actually part of our exclusive Jay and Jack Plus feed, which you can get yourself for only one penny this month. It's the last month of the penny promotion. So if you'd like to check out this show and the other shows that we do, like Jay and Jack TV, Married Man Show, Firefly Podcast,
Sports Talk with Three Super Guys,
and Rantcast,
yeah,
all of those shows, you can get them for this month for a penny. After that's only $2.99 a month. It is a bargain.
And then we'll slowly keep adding podcasts to the mix.
So check that out. If you like this Fringe show, it's going to be a lot like The Lost Show. So that's what we think you guys might have a good time.
That's what we're hoping for anyway.
So if you would... enjoy that. Go to janejacktv.com.
And for you Lost fans, we haven't given up on Lost. We're letting people catch up.
And take a little break. Start over in November.
November, is it November? I thought it was end of October.
Well, end of October, November.
Well, whatever it is. In 4 weeks, we'll go and we'll wrap up Lost and finish it up. We'll see if anyone liked the ending. If they didn't like the ending, give your feedback.
So we have a Fringe recap to get to, listener feedback, and a new crackpot theory of the week from Jack, which is pretty exciting.
I think it's a pretty simple one, but I'm gonna call it. I'm calling my shot. I'm gonna call it the crack fact theory.
Cracked fact theory.
It's not It's not crackpot. It's crack fact.
And we also have a next on Fringe as well.
It's actually almost. I'm almost like. It's almost cheating.
Wow.
It's so simple, but
that's insane.
But you know, I saw it right away, so I'm gonna call it and just go with it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into our Fringe recap.
Let's do it.
Fringe recap. All right, it's Fringe recap time in the city.
I gotta tell you,
what?
I don't know what's worse. Actually, those years I had to listen to the Lost recap song, but I never heard you record it.
Okay.
This time I had to sit here and listen to you record a Fringe recap song. And it sounds pretty similar to one I've heard many times over.
Yeah.
So is it kind of...
Did it seem like Fringe Weekend or...
Are you cheating? It does sound like recap. I don't think it sounds like Lost Weekend.
That's good. See, that's a difference. And I think there's a little bit more bass drum and stuff in this version.
I did take off my headphones. In all fairness. I'm not saying you can't sing.
All right. Well, today's episode was titled Neither Here Nor There.
Oh, wow.
And we start out with somewhat of a truce as Olivia and Folivia share some files there.
I don't know. They're not getting along. There's friction there.
Yeah, they don't trust each other.
They look at each other like, I think Folivia's looking. You'd look better if you had like a darker hair.
Well, I mean, Folivia is still hotter. That was my notes there.
I think she is the hotter of the... Of the two Olivias, Folivia is the hotter.
Is it more? Is it hair or is it attitude? I'm going to say attitude.
You know, it's tough to say because you know, but I think it is attitude. She just has a looser. I'm a carefree person, a little less uptight.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Hmm.
Who do you root for? Do you root for Olivia or Folivia? It's
tough to say.
I root for Olivia.
It's tough to
over
say.
Folivia.
And we'll get into why I think it's tough to say this time. But we'll get to that. We're going to go to some observers going into a nice diner. Mama's and the Papa's California Dreamin' playing.
California Dreamin'.
Is there any significance to the show?
It means something to me. It's music of my era.
So
I like the group.
The observers have a problem. Traces of Peter are still showing up in September, disrupted the timeline. It's up to him to fix it.
Yeah, the one observer said, hey, dude, you messed it up. You fix it.
And
I'm translating for people who didn't quite get that part.
The quote, they can never know the boy lived to be a man.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down, but I thought mine was a little more It was a little more hip.
I don't know. Let's stick with what they said. And then
you really want to stick with what they said? Because it's, you know, maybe that's why it's a little soft in the ratings, if they maybe made a little hipper.
Actually, the ratings were good for this episode.
I was up 25% from last year's finale.
So that's good.
That is a good thing. I'm just saying, but maybe it'd be a top 10 show if they got a little hipper.
But then are we in an orange universe now? We had an orange fringe opening. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
Yeah, so we've had a blue, we had a red, we had a gray for the season 3 finale, and now we have an orange.
Yeah, so what's going on?
So it's the orange universe.
So what's going on with that?
Well, I mean, it's obvious that now this time...
Obviously not obvious, because I asked you.
Well, as the episode goes on, it's obvious that this is a different universe, because Peter has not existed in this universe.
Right, Peter's not around. Well, he's popping
Yeah, he's popping up.
Yeah.
But you can tell things are different. Things are slightly off, right? You notice that?
It is slightly off.
But then we meet Lincoln, who I'm going to nickname Nebraska. Every time it's like, oh, it's Nebraska. Oh, wait, it's Lincoln. Was that just me?
I'm going to guess. I'm going to say the 4 million people that watched Fringe last week, I'm going to think you're the only person that said
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey, there's Nebraska. If you want to call him Nebraska, I don't have a nickname for him.
No, I'll call him Lincoln.
No. If you want to call him Nebraska, you go ahead, because that's what you want to call him. You can start, you know what, next week on Twitter, Nebraska will be trending.
Okay. But he's visiting his partner in FBI partner, and they go to chase a bad guy.
Yeah.
Lincoln takes out his guy, but his partner gets jello-fied.
I wrote that down. Lincoln takes down the bad guy, but some guy did something to Robert, because that was his partner's name, Robert, and it was kind of gross.
I like it, jello-fied. I think
you
that's
like jello-fied?
The technical term.
Well, let's go with jello-fied.
Yeah. Well,
Nebraska, what are you going to nickname Robert?
Jelly? Jellyfish?
Gelatin. you came up with that really cool one with Nebraska. I can't believe you didn't follow it up with. You got to follow it up. You know, what good is it going 1 for 4? You're only hitting.
I said Jello-fi. That's another one. I have a couple other nicknames here. So.
But is that what you're going to call him? Well,
no,
it doesn't matter.
Well,
he's dead.
He's dead. Doesn't matter now.
All right. Cool.
Fringe arrives on the scene, and Astrid is on the field reporting for Walter. So that's different, right?
Yeah, that was different. I said, wait, Astrid's out in the field, which is great, because I've always said that she should be more involved in the case instead of stuck in the room bringing Walter his candy
and ice cream
and whatever he eats.
And she gets interference on her little earpiece. I think that's Peter.
You think so?
That's my guess.
That's a good theory.
That's my guess.
You're probably wrong, but I...
So Olivia and Lincoln meet, and the observers note that Lincoln and Olivia used to know each other before things changed.
Now,
they noted that.
They did note that.
Because they didn't recognize each other
this time.
But
this was more important. I wrote down, I wonder if I'm an observer, but don't know it, because I don't have hair.
But wouldn't you would have to know, because that's the observer's job.
But maybe I don't know it yet. We don't know when the observers find out that they're observers. We don't know.
True.
We don't have we noticed in 3+ years how they find they're like
you're right
there's
right.
awakening so maybe like a shapeshifter or something like that maybe I'm an observer and I don't know it maybe I've just been around I got to go check the history books and see if I'm there with like Lincoln you know Lincoln.
Well see then you would know that you're an observer because if you're there with Lincoln you would know you're an observer
well maybe I don't remember but see maybe if I go back and see a photo maybe I'm eating some popcorn or something when Booth comes in and I go oh that was my job
but
to
you
watch
have
it.
Eyebrows
that's true. Or maybe they're not. Maybe they're not real.
Hey, listen, just give it up.
Well, I'm just thinking there could be something to it.
So I think this scene really defines that it's the orange universe and it's not the world we knew before.
Right.
Lincoln is upset that Olivia is taking his partner and taking over the case. Classic. New branch. We're taking over.
Yeah. What are you doing with my partner? You know, but wasn't Nebraska a little bit of a whiner?
Yeah.
He just seemed.
He's more of a South Dakota.
And to the two people that pay for our subscription in South Dakota that we just now lost.
It was a joke.
I think it'd been better to say like...
Isn't South Dakota above Nebraska or something like
that? I
think
you could have said like Idaho or something like that. Been safer.
Somewhere in the Midwest.
I think we have more listeners in South Dakota than Idaho.
But Idaho's not a Midwest state.
Well, what are you going to do? But it's
not a prairie state.
No.
But
Lincoln, he's not the same Lincoln that he is in the other universe, the alternate universe. He's not the same. He's different. It's like Olivia. Yeah. It's like Olivia. Okay. As a guy, which Lincoln is hotter? The Lincoln we got to make this balance. We said the Flivia and Olivia.
I'm gonna say Orange Universe Lincoln is hotter because
why?
I think he's actually gonna seal the deal with Olivia.
Boom.
What?
Nothing.
That's what I'm saying. He's actually, instead of just being, you know, in the friend zone like the other Lincoln, he's going to actually
with Olivia
get with
or Olivia.
Olivia. Lincoln, Red Universe Lincoln is, he's like in the friend zone with Folivia. So I'm saying Orange Universe Lincoln is going to get with Olivia. Oh, is that
my crackpot theory. That's a crack fat theory. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Then it wasn't that good.
I said it was simple. I said it was simple. I was just like, I can't believe you're saying this. I can't believe you're saying this. Really? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding
me? Actually, I think Colleen said it first, if I'm not
wrong. Oh, so you got it from Colleen. You just yeah. Started, you couldn't just
well, that's
keep...
what I'm saying. Like, it's definitely
so our first part. Real official friend show, and you've stolen my...
I'm sorry.
I've been Ohio Daved right off the start. That's a season, our season. Our
don't
season.
You have a backup theory?
You know, I
newbie
just,
mistake. You hate to see it.
Wow, man. I'll try and think of something as we go on. But man, 2 minutes into the show, I got Ham over here with his great nickname and stealing my crackpot theories. Wow. That was the beauty of doing the Lost one. You never thought.
I beat you at fantasy football this weekend, and I beat you out on a crackpot theory.
You never.
Is this a different universe?
It must be a different universe. It's horrible. But seriously, in Lost, did you ever think in Lost?
Sure.
You really never offered a theory. You just went with the flow.
Am I disrupting the status quo?
You're just messing.
Am I like September? Am I messing things?
You're like a quarterback when his offensive line isn't. You're throwing off my rhythm. You just threw me off.
I'm sorry. I start calling you Philip Rivers.
Oh man, man. I had another one, but now I can't remember it. So maybe it'll come to me. But this one, I just said, oh, they're gonna still hook up. They're just gonna hook up. It's so obvious.
And that's what you went with for a crackpot theory.
That's what I went with.
All right, well, now we're going to go to Harvard.
Harvard.
And Walter does not trust Walternate, and things don't seem right to him.
No.
And I think it's because things were changed by Peter. He's noticing that it's a
different
universe.
Well, anyone that's tested a genius level, you would know this, but I have. We
got beat out.
We do think things are different, and we do see things differently than other people. So we may be observing things and realizing things that people like you may not.
Lincoln finds the Fringe Lab and witnesses Walter reanimate a dove, which is pretty cool.
It wasn't too hard for him to find the Fringe Lab, was it?
No.
Just walked right in.
It was kind of weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, the whole dove thing was kind of weird, though.
Yeah.
I brought it back to life.
That was part of the trailer for this season.
Oh, was it?
A major part.
I never watched the trailer. I didn't want to be spoiled.
Olivia reprimands Lincoln for being very curious and nosy.
Yeah, hey, you can't come in here. Because I'm the uptight.
Even though we have no security over this place whatsoever. Anyone can just walk in.
There's not even a 90-year-old guard standing, going, hey, you can't go in there.
Lincoln forces himself to go with Olivia, and they find a second jello-fied girl.
Wait, did you mention Walter's growing an ear?
No.
I thought that was important.
Okay, well, that's why you take your notes and you interject with my notes.
Well, he's going to go back and put it on Van Gogh. That was my backup theory.
Wow.
He's going to go back in time and say, hey, Van Gogh, here.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
They find a second jello-fied girl. Astrid tries to communicate with Walter. More feedback. Because of a microwave? Yeah, that's Peter.
Yeah, it's a microwave. Well, Walter was by the microwave.
Walter wants to check her anus.
Yeah, that was... you see the yeah. Okay. Because Walter was staying behind eating popcorn. Now, okay, could it be... Was it static or why is... Okay, if Peter is trying to disrupt the frequency, why?
Because he's trying to get back into existence.
You think that's all it is?
I don't think he understands like what's going on.
You don't think Peter understands?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like, I think there's still a little bit of rips in the space-time continuum.
All right.
Olivia talks to another Olivia, and she has a picture of Jello Man.
Yeah, I wrote down, Olivia's talking to Olivia, but not Olivia about the crash. Now, do you think that this Olivia was like a shapeshifter or something? It didn't seem... I'm Olivia. Yes, I'm Olivia. I'm gonna call it here. I don't think it was her name was truly.
They're not even gonna go back to this girl.
I'm just saying it didn't seem odd. Well, you gotta look for certain things. It just seemed odd that my name's Olivia. How many people do you know named Olivia?
None.
Okay. I'm just saying
there's a lot of coincidences.
The one witness, she noticed it.
It happens. It's coincidence.
And her name was Olivia. I think she just said Olivia because. She knew that was Olivia.
Okay, all right.
She didn't know how to small talk.
And Olivia brings Lincoln into the group. Boyle shows Lincoln all of the dead bodies. He mentioned his partner had Crohn's disease. And he took iron pills. And that his partner believed everything happened for a reason. But Lincoln has a tough time that there is a reason for this.
Right. Well, he was upset that they were never going to tell the loved ones that what happened to their...
a big whiner.
Well, in that one, you have to kind of agree with him.
No, because it ruins the whole cover and everything.
Well, okay, you lose a loved one, you don't find out what happens to him? Don't you have the right to know?
All's fair in love and war.
You'd be okay with it.
No, I mean, they have to do what they have to do. They have to kind of work between the lines.
I get it. Whatever for the greater good, I get it. Yeah. I still disagree.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
I guess maybe because I'm a compassionate person, so I would be like, I feel bad for those people. Mm. They should tell them something.
Yeah. September starts to put together a certain device with a sweet red switch. He needs to erase someone from time.
Yeah, he told the TV shop guy that.
Yeah, that's really creepy.
Hey, can you mind me asking what you're doing?
It's like, mind your own business, guy.
That's what I was said.
I don't even know how that business stays open. He has some old TV parts.
Because people like...
Only Observer shop there, but they're there at least once a week.
I bet you the fake Olivia that was sitting on that bench shop's there.
Oh, God.
Just saying.
Darn it, I lost my place. No, Lincoln, Nebraska, goes into the
you can't call
fringe
him
division
just
again.
Call him Nebraska.
Okay, Nebraska. Walter is hiding in a deprivation tank from the man in the mirror. No, not the Michael Jackson song. It's Peter.
Walter, wouldn't you hide too? Well, that'd be kind of the same thing, wouldn't it?
You know, he looks pretty good for an old man when he had to take off his shirt because he was wet.
Well, you'll talk about that, but you didn't want to talk about the two Lincolns.
No, I'm just saying, for an old guy, he looked pretty good.
Okay, well, you know, makeup will do that. Camera lighting.
Are you jealous over there?
I'm kind of jealous, but I did find it odd that Walter...
I thought it was weird. He had, like, pecs and his arms were pretty toned. I thought it was weird. Threw me off.
Computer
He's
animation.
Like 80-something.
He's not 80-something.
I don't know, but...
But I do find it that Walter is... He's afraid to leave the lab. That's how we find out he's afraid to leave the lab. Mm-hmm.
Walter looks at the dead woman and sad that two people that should be together aren't together.
Right.
Was that a little reference there to Peter and Olivia?
I think it was, because Olivia was there.
The soul suckers are removing heavy metals from the victim's blood.
Soul suckers.
Soul suckers.
Are they seer soul suckers?
Did you get that extended warranty?
No. We find out there were 30-plus victims.
And we cut to Jell-O Man injecting some concoction into his arm. Then we go back to Lincoln doesn't like that Fringe doesn't let the families know, which you kind of jumped the gun on
that
one.
Yeah, I did.
And Walter has a very depressing comment. People die, it happens. Some people die twice.
Hmm. What was he saying about that? Who dies twice?
The universe. Peter.
Peter.
Well, he didn't die. He just doesn't exist.
Well,
which is weird. They find out,
but he was supposed to die in both universes.
They find out they were all linked.
Wait, I think that's important. He was supposed to die in both universes. Remember, Walter brought him to save him.
My thing is, I guess, because they know that there's two separate universes, and they're both mad at each other, which all centers around Peter. But if he doesn't exist, what's the catalyst for these two separate universes working together, right?
Man, you're just horrible today. Because our only email, that's what the person's asking. Oh, yeah. Well, I might as well read it now. This is from Spencer. Did I miss something in the universe where Peter never existed? What is the beef between Walter and Walternate? Did they each have a daughter? What did they do to the other universe if I wasn't stealing from Peter from the other? Would love to hear your crackpot theory about that. That's from Spencer. So,
well, I think they're holding it back because they will reveal the new impetus for their hatred of each other.
Well, I was going to say that they obviously are two smart guys, but they're both feeling something about Peter. Maybe they're both, and there's something there that they know. They just like each other for something, or maybe it's ego. Maybe they just have, you know, they both have tremendous, you know.
Yeah,
it's like, I mean, it's like great athletes. Great.
I feel like we'll find out. I really do.
So there's our listener feedback for today because Jay ruined that too.
Man, I'm sorry. Sorry that I'm better than all of you. they find that they were all linked to commuter stations or different transportation areas. And Jell-O Man has weird a metal thing in his arm and grows a nail. I guess he's happy for that for some reason.
Well, because his body's coming back, you know. You ever ripped off a nail and how long it takes to grow back?
I smashed my thumb. Look at that.
Yeah, you thought you were dying.
Lincoln and Olivia and they're in a car, and Olivia talks about the pilot episode, and talks about, I used to call him Ken Doll, her old partner, and went to check out Walter.
Wasn't it
without
John, wasn't it John Scott?
Yeah. Went to check out Walter without Peter. Did you notice that?
I noticed that.
About that?
Mm-hmm.
And Walter couldn't save him.
Right.
And but she did mention that he was kind of see-through, because he was.
Yeah,
but it wasn't the same thing.
No, it was similar. He wasn't translucent.
Yeah. We then go to some red shirts looking in the area, and Jello Man gets one of them.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Olivia goes after him. Jello Man ignites papers with his hand. So was that the little metal thing? Is that how that happened?
I would think so. Friction.
Well, he was just kind of like, it was almost like a Spider-Man move.
Well, I don't know. He died before he could tell us. So.
Yeah, well, they get in a battle with each other, and she kills Jello Man. I guess it takes 75 shots to kill a Jello Man, well, because that was a lot of shots.
Unless it's Nebraska, because Nebraska didn't take 75 shots.
Well, Lincoln only takes one.
Yeah.
You like that?
I think it's too soon. I think it's too soon. That was pretty good. Not bad. Jay is on a roll today. Wins his fantasy league games. Comes in here, steals a couple theories. Ruins the email for people. And yeah, that was pretty good, though.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
I did like the acting of the one guy that was laying down that Lincoln was hanging over.
Yeah.
There's more than one.
Another Skywalker.
Well, he didn't say Skywalker.
I know, but he might as well.
There is another one.
So Nebraska learns there's more than one, takes him out, but it's his partner.
Mm.
And Jello, or Jella girl, I'm going to call her Jella girl, watches them from afar and walks away.
Yeah. So what's up with her?
So now I think you can safely say that there is duplicates of all of the people.
I think so.
So there's like 20.
Yeah.
But since I guess maybe Jello Man is the creator and he's doing all of this, so now that he's dead, maybe they won't be able to create more. But if they can just spread with each other, they can grow a lot of...
Well, I would think there could be something up to that.
Robots. But back at Harvard, Lincoln thanks Olivia for giving him his partner and his medals and
stuff
like that.
Well, Walter was disappointed that Lincoln didn't bring him any candy.
Yeah.
You bring candy?
Walter discovers primitive mechanics. Jello men are not as well-functioning shapeshifters.
Yeah.
Kind of like a... beta version.
Yeah, they're a little different.
Yeah. Olivia takes Lincoln to the universe split point.
Now, this is where I said Jay wouldn't work for the FBI.
Why is that?
Because you wouldn't want to go in that device that scans. You wouldn't do it.
They go through corridors and a weird scan. It was a weird scan.
Am I right?
No. I'd go in there.
You'd go in there, but you
won't. To see a Zeppelin, I totally would.
You wouldn't do that, but you wouldn't go in an airplane scan, but you go
to meet Olivia after being with Olivia all day. Definitely.
Can we liven this thing up a little bit? I'm with Downer Girl.
I know it's the Orange Universe, but come on.
Come on. Let's go. Lighten up.
Olivia feels a hole inside her and knew that Fringe would help her find answers.
Yes.
But sometimes answers lead to more questions. A little bit of a Lost reference.
Yeah, it was a Lost reference. I think they've said that before on this show, though. I think they've said it before on Fringe.
A lot of people have said it. But they meet Olivia, and they see two sides and the Zeppelin.
Right.
I love how they always use the Zeppelin as the this is not the same place.
Well, because it's different.
September prepares his device outside of their Harvard lab, and Walter lays down for bed and a little bit of late-night TV. September can't go through with turning on his machine, and Walter sees Peter in the TV screen.
And then he freaks out. He comes in as security guard, because we find out he's sleeping in the lab. Mm-hmm. Walter sleeps in the lab.
He doesn't leave the lab.
He lives
period,
in the lab,
guess, yeah.
So he's there. Because he did make references to being in the asylum.
So I wonder, is he still then, he, without Peter his custodian,
right.
He is still probably technically chained to that room.
Yeah, I would think that. But
so
he's
still
also
in prison somewhere.
But he's also had developed, his life is not developed because he was kind of becoming, towards the end of season three, he was becoming more outgoing, was able to do a little more because he had Peter to help him out.
And without
Peter, he's just like, he's lost.
They checked him out. So they're actually he's stuck in there. He can't leave.
I would agree. So
overall, a great episode. Definitely set up things very nicely, and I've heard this was kind of trying to set up as somewhat of a new pilot for the show. And I think it set it up well.
A new pilot they're going to spin off?
No. Like in a sense of kind of restarting. Somewhat.
Kickstarting it to a different direction.
Yeah. And I liked it. I liked the chemistry between Lincoln, Nebraska, and Olivia.
Now, why don't you think we saw Walter Knight? You think...
I'm sure they will. They'll develop it as it goes along.
Just would want to get it all lumped together and just mix it all up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was an excellent episode.
Cool. All right, well, since we did our listener feedback already, let's go to our crackpot theory of the week. Are you ready?
Well, do I have another one?
I hope so, your sake.
I'll come up with another one, right?
All right, let me get the drum set ready. All right,
before Olivia and Nebraska hook up, he's going to kill her. So Jay will be wrong. Nebraska is a shapeshifter, and he just realizes that he kills her. And then Olivia wears a blonde wig and walks around as Olivia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway. No, I know we've heard that William Bell will not return.
Yeah.
I'm calling my shot. We will see William Bell this season.
He
has to return.
No, I mean, I think it's Leonard Nimoy. He's retired from acting.
Leonard's a ham. He cannot go without being on TV. He's going to say, you know what?
How would he return then? What would be his reason for returning?
There's going to be because there's all these different things going on. Maybe there's more to his story. I want to see more of it. So I'm going to call it and say William Bell will return this season. So that's not much of a crack fact theory. We're back to crack pot theory because someone stole my theory.
So
that's my theory. Oh, that William Bell will return this season. That's my crack pot theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
Until proven wrong.
Let's get on to next on Fringe.
The TV show.
All right. It's next on Fringe time, and I do need to make a next on Fringe song.
Hey, can you do that when I'm not here?
Sure. Definitely. next week, we're going to be looking at One Night in October.
Does this contain spoilers for people that don't like to hear
it? It'll contain the synopsis from this episode. So if you don't want to hear this, skip
ahead.
Ahead probably 2 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. So as the victim is a highly intelligent serial killer over there stack up, the Fringe division over here is asked to assist, and the two sides tangle and innocent people remain at risk. The suspect's doppelganger over here, a professor who teaches forensic psychology, is brought into the fold and forces the team to consider the notion of sending civilians to the other side.
Whoa. That's crazy, huh?
Seems pretty intense. I wonder, since Peter doesn't exist, will there, instead of being the red universe, will it be a different color?
You know,
do you want to guess colors?
Let's guess colors. I'm going to go green.
I'm going to go purple.
Purple?
Yeah.
I'm going to go green. We haven't gone green.
We haven't gone purple.
So. Well, there's been a big push for going green here in the U.S., so why wouldn't we just go in the alternate universe, go green?
Orange and green?
Yeah. Wait, when is green month?
April.
The little peacock is green the whole time?
This is Fox.
Man, that's true. I'm just saying that's the month that we go green, so. Yeah.
Saying green, I say purple.
I'm going to go green. You probably spoiled and looked it up.
No, I'm spoiler-free. I'm a spoiler-free person. All right, Jack, let's close out the show.
Let's do it.
All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday.
Yay!
If you'd like to call us at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Again, it's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with your last questions, comments, theories of Fringe. Woo! You do that for 6 years, you might get used to it.
We are using still taking the lost calls also. We just weed them out.
We actually have plenty of lost calls too.
But
give us a call on the Fringe line. Yeah. The Fringe hotline.
Fringe hotline.
If you'd like to send us an email, send it to Fringe. The Fringe cast?
It's the Fringe cast, I think. Let me double check it. I have to look up something here. It's the fringecast@gmail.com.
Once again, it's the fringecast@gmail.com. Also, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/JayandJack, Crackpot Jack, and Luke Vink. And if you want to see somebody who actually gets the theories correct, follow Luke Vink, not Crackpot Jack.
Well, I lost a lot of followers today.
What'd you do?
It was NFL Sunday. It's always on Follow Jack Sunday.
I gotcha.
It happened.
So we'll see you guys next week.
But hey, guys, seriously, the feedback, we love to hear your feedback. We get your emails, go back and forth. It's what kept us going on Lost. We know this is a little short podcast, but it is about...
Actually, if we had normal feedback in here, it'd be about an hour or so.
Yeah, so it's longer than our first Lost podcast.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
No, it's perfectly fine, but we'd love to have your feedback. Otherwise, I get to go home early, and you really want that to happen. All right.
Actually, from my standpoint, it's a bonus. So I would say yes. But yeah, I got to say it. I got to give you, for your first Fringe podcast.
Huh?
You
did are, I start off with a bang?
You know, our first, you know, recap type Fringe.
Full podcast. On Fringe podcast.
You get the MVP today. You were on, the ball.
Yeah.
You were money.
Woo!
It won't happen all season probably. Cause,
so do I get the tally for today?
Yeah, you know
MVP
what?
Of the day?
Well, you know, why don't we do that?
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
So I'll say, I got to say right now, Jay, you were the MVP of this podcast. You get the first tally. You've come, you're fringe-tastic today.
Fringe-tastic.
Fringe-tastic.
All right, so let's put that on there. So for the season 4 Fringe, J1.
I mean, you came up, you stole my theory.
Yeah.
You stole the listener feedback.
Got the interception.
Theory. Got the interception of the listener feedback theory. You also came up with the great nickname. You had the great Lincoln joke.
And let's say, so we have Jay, Jack, or a listener gets the point.
All right, yeah.
All right, so that way, if it's a better theory on the phone calls or...
I think it's just better... It's not just theory. It's overall performance. And I think overall... But if someone gives a call that's just, oh my God,
yeah,
spot
it blows
on,
it away.
And we're just kind of sink, you know, we're just like floating around. You got it. Well, you had the joke. You had the Lincoln joke. You had the great nickname. Okay, I'm just giving you that one. But yeah.
Stole a theory
and stole the thunder on someone's email.
And someone's email. So I win this week.
Yeah, that's Jay.
One.
It's all Jay.
But don't let us win next week, guys. You can give us a call or email to try and win the MVP of the podcast, or maybe Jack will win it.
And
next
you know what
week.
You win?
Maybe we'll bring a better game.
You know what I'll step up my game. And I took it a little. I was like the Charger today. Just kind of took. I took Jay for granted. I expected Jay to be like the Chiefs, just kind of mailing it in, and they, you know, the Chiefs played hard.
We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.